Starting here on the Mishnah, the bottom of Amud Chet, Amud Bet, the Mishnah says, Kol Achadasar Yom B'Chezkat Tara. The 11 days after Nida goes for a duration of 7 days, and then afterwards you have the 11 days of Yemei Ziva. Those 11 days of Yemei Ziva have a Chezkat Tara. We don't expect her to see Damim during those days. And that's what the Torah calls, when it speaks about a Zava, below 8 Nidata. A time that's not her Nida, a time that we do not expect Damim. And therefore those 11 days have a Chezkat Tara. This is an independent statement. The Gemara will assume that it's connected to the first statement, then reject that. So I'm reading it already with the conclusion of the Gemara, that it's an independent statement, which is, Yashvala velo badka. If she was going along and didn't do any bedikot, shagiga, nensa, hezida, velo badka. For whatever the reason is that she didn't do the check, tehora, she remains tehor. If she reaches the time period when we would expect her to have a sighting of Damim, velo badka, at that point, if she does not check, harizu tmea, then we assume she is tmea because we have a principle, oreach bizmano ba. We assume that the guest comes at the appointed time, and since we would expect the Damim then, even if she doesn't check, we assume she has a chezkat tuma. Rabbi Meir omer, im haita b'machbe, if she was hiding, v'yegia shad vesta, and point in time where she would have expected to see Damim comes along, v'lo badka, and she does not check, arizu tehora. She is classified as being tehora, v'pnei, something that we saw already, shecharada misaleket et damim, fear causes the damim not to come. Over here she's hiding from marauders, from the army that is invading. For whatever reason she's in hiding with fear. And that fear will cause the damim not to appear. And val yemei azav ve'azava, shomeret yom keneged yom. If you already have attained the status of a zav or a zava, or you have one sighting during those 11 days, then arei elu b'chezkat tuma. Then it changes the whole table. So here it turns the tables and says that we're going to expect Damim now because this individual already saw Damim at a time when they shouldn't have seen Damim. So the Mahil Chato. What is the Alocha here? The first line in the Mishnah which says, Kol Achadasa Yom B'Chezkat Tara. For those 11 days, she's classified as being B'Chezkat Tara. What Nafkamina does that have? So we're going to have a number of attempts by the Amoraim to come up with Nafkaminot. First is Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Lomar, She'eina Tzricha Bidika. During that period of time, she does not require dika because there is no expectation that she will see damim. Vah, maybe Tony Seifa. Well, right afterward it says, Yashva velo badcha, that if she was around and didn't check, which is a lashon bidi eved, michlau de lechadchila baye bidika, that we would want her to check. It happens to be, if she didn't check, then we say she has a chezka tara. But lechadchila, the best way, or what we'd want from you, is to check. And that would indicate, not like Rabbi Yehuda, which is, we want you to check during those 11 days of Tara. It says, Seifa Tan Lemei Nida. That's what I said to you before. The Gemara splits the statements and says they're independent of each other. This Yashva La Velo Badka is a statement about Nida. It's not a statement about the Yemei Ziva. It's a totally independent statement about Yemei Nida. V'Hachi Kamar. This is how to read the Mishnah. Kol Yudalef, those 11 days, b'chezkat tara. She has a chazok of tara, velo bayi bidika. And she requires no bidika whatsoever. Avel bimei didata bayi bidika. Whereas, if it's the time period when she would be expected to have or see damim, she requires a bidika. Yashva velo badka. If she goes ahead and during that period of time does not check, shagaga nenasa hezida velo badka teora. She has a chezkat tahara. Now when we're talking about here, bimei niduta, we're not talking about at the time of her veset, the time when she would expect to see the damim based on her cycle. We're talking as post those 11 days. Anything that you would see post that 11 days would be petach nida, would start a new cycle of nida. But if you took 7 days of nida, 11 days of yemei ziva, that's an 18-day duration, most people would not expect to have a cycle after 18 days. You would expect it to be another roughly 11 days before you have that cycle. During that duration, after the Yemei Ziva, going into the Yemei Nida, there we say, l'chatchila, she should check, but b'di'evet, if she doesn't check, she has a chezkat tahara, because she hasn't reached the point where we would expect her to have her veset yet. So that's Rabbi Yehuda's understanding of what the importance of these 11 days being tahor, is that we don't require b'dika during those 11 days. Rav Chisda amar lo tzricha l'Rabbi Meir. We mentioned this before when we discussed the Shita of Rabbi Meir. Damar isha she'en la veset asura l'shamesh. A woman who does not have a veset and doesn't have a fixed cycle may not cohabitate with her husband. And the rest of the breita that we brought before is he has to get divorced from her. She loses her ketubah, her peirot, blaot. It's almost a mekach taut in that sense. So hani milei, when is that true? That it's problematic, bimei nidata. That's when it's not those 11 days of meziva. During these 11 days of Ziva, even according to Rabbi Meir, during those 11 days, we will assume that she will not have her cycle during then, even though she does not have a fixed cycle. When it says, if that's true, then why does Rabbi Meir say he has to divorce her and not return her ever? He can be married to her and cohabitate with her during those 11 days, because he knows for certain during those 11 days she'll be Torah. Dilma Atya the Kukula be Meinida. Problem is that she might cause problems during the Meinida. So that leads us to say, get divorced, because you don't want to be in these trouble spots. Baha Megitani Seifa. What about the Seifa of this Mishnah, what you were asking about? Higia Shad Vestav, Lopatka, Michlau, the Isha Shiishla Vesed Askinan. The fact that we said if the Zvesed comes and she doesn't check, so it sounds like we're talking about a woman with a fixed cycle. So we're talking about a woman with a fixed cycle. That means the Mishnah is a fixed cycle Mishnah, and Rabbi Meir is talking about a case of a non-fixed cycle. Michlal, Mar again says the Mishnah is missing words. Mar is going to do this a number of times and say that the Mishnah is missing words and fill in all these missing pieces, which is, that's number one statement. It is during those 11 days, she's Vadai Tehorah, and she's Mutarat Lebala, even according to Rabbi Meir. Ubimei nida asura, but during the days of nida she is asura. Bimei davorim amurim. When's that true? Bisha she'ein la veset. That's a woman who doesn't have a fixed cycle. Aval yesh la veset. She does have a fixed cycle. Muteret. Then she is muteret to rabala v'tzricha b'dika. She requires a b'dika, like we just said before when we filled in the missing words in the prior statements by Rabbi Yehuda. She requires a b'dika. Yeshva v'lo badka. But then if she did not do a b'dika, Shagga nenasa hezida v'lo badka tehora. She has a cheskatara. Higia shat vesta v'lo badka. On the other hand, if she reaches her fixed cycle and doesn't check, tmeya, she's tmeya because it's orech or reach bizmano ba, and therefore we assume that she's definitely tmeya at this point in time. We're asking the next question. B'hami de seifa Rabbi Meir reisha lav Rabbi Meir. The seifa of the Mishnah says Rabbi Meir Omer. Well, if the Seifa says Rabbi Meir Omer, that implies that up to that point it wasn't Rabbi Meir speaking. Right? It says, no, Kula Rabbi Meir here. The whole Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, V'hachi Kamar. Now again, we're going to amend the Mishnah to fill in the missing words, which is, Im lo aita b'machbet. That's only true if she wasn't in hiding. V'higia shat vesta, and then she hit her fixed cycle, V'lo badka, and did not check, then t'meya, she Rabbi Meir Omer. The reason for that is that Rabbi Meir explains to us, she's in hiding. V'higia shat vesta, V'lo badka, and it reaches her normal cycle, and she does not check, Tehora, shecharadam, esalekat edamim, because fear causes a cessation of the sighting of damim, but we won't expect her cycle to come through in the normal manner during that month. So the Gemara rereads the Mishnah to put all the pieces together, which is, we have an original statement, 11 days are Tehorah, and she's Muteret Lebala. Then we have, fill in a piece of the Mishnah that's missing, which is, number one, Bimei Niduta. During a Bayan of a Nida, she is not allowed to be with her husband. Or we have a Chezkat Tuma'a. But that is true, only the Isha She'en Laveset. That's for a woman who doesn't have a veset. But a woman who does have a veset, then she has a cheskat hara. She should be checking. But if she doesn't check, we'll give her the benefit of the doubt that she is Torah, unless she crosses over her fixed cycle. If she crosses over a fixed cycle, normally she would be classified as being tmeyah, but except, or the exceptional case where she's in hiding. And that exceptional case where she's hiding, then we won't even worry about her fixed cycle. So that's how the Gemara rereads the Mishnah to fill in all the pieces and make Rabbi Meir the author of the entire Mishnah, so that Rav Chisca can explain the reason for these 11 days of Tahara. It says, even according to Rabbi Meir, who says a woman without a veset may not be together with her husband, that does not include these 11 days of Tahara. She has to divorce her still because of the Takanat Chachamim, because of the Kilkula. Besides those 11 days, they're going to run into a lot of problems, and therefore we don't want to tempt fate outside of those 11 days. Okay, Rabba Amar, Rabba offers another alternative, Lomar, Sheina Mitama Mi 8 Le'eit, that we don't have retroactive Tuma during that period of time. If she has a sighting during the 11 days of Yemi Ziva, we assume that the Damim came now because it's an unexpected time of sighting. Since an unexpected time of sighting, when we see the damim, that's when we say it's came. We don't say that it was there 24 hours before. We do not have the takanat chachamim that is mitama'ah 24 hours earlier in terms of ta'arot. Meitaveh, is that really true? Hanida ve'azava v'shomeret yom kineged yom v'yoledet kula mitama'ot me'eit le'eit. So it's a very difficult bright of a Rava. We have a Nida. Obviously, that's the Takanat Chachamim. That a woman who's beginning her process of being a Nida, she sees a sighting that's going to make her into a Nida. We worry, made late. She retroactively, for 24 hours, she is Tameah. That's the classic Takana. But the bright also says, Azava, and a Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom. Even if you don't say Zava, Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom is a possibility that she's seen the Damim once during the 11 days of Yemei Ziva. And this brighter says that she is Tmeah Mi'eit Le'eit, retroactively. It's exactly the opposite of what Rava said. That's afterwards. Rava is saying on the first sighting, she will not have Tumah Mi'eit Le'eit. This brighter is saying on the first sighting, she will be Tmeah Mi'eit Le'eit. That's Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom, is a case where she saw once. And we're still saying that she's Tmeah Mi'eit Le'eit. You have Zava. Again, Rashi claims that that's the first sighting of the Zava. So I'm saying, even if you don't use Zava, Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom is a possibility of one sighting. And yet, the Braita says she's Mitamah made late, which is against Rava's position.
Well, no, but Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom, after her first sighting, so now she's Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom. If she has a second...
Could explain the Braita, the Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom is the second sighting, not the first sighting. The Gemara does not read the Braita that way, and the Gemara leaves it as a Tiyufta on Rava. Where it says that it's a very strong question against Rava, it undermines this position and leaves it. Doesn't go out to explain the Braita. So Gemara is assuming that was something the Braita would have had to explain. Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom, the possibility is that it's one sighting. And yet, the Braita gives no definition to that. And therefore, it assumes it's a problem for Rava. What's interesting here, and Tosafot points this out, is that one of the people mentioned here is a Yoledet. Now, a Yoledet is Mesuleket Damim. Does not have Damim. And why would she be mitama mi'eit le'eit? It doesn't make sense that the Yoledet is one of the people mentioned in this Braita. So in order to solve that, Tosafot says, Afagav d'me'uberet, a woman who is pregnant, dayashata, hainu b'shar dam shrua, because she me'uberet. That's the mean that she sees when she's pregnant. But dam le'da, when it comes to dam of le'da, there we assume that that is not outside the realm of the meme that she should see, and therefore we're mitama'ah mi'eit le'eit. That's one possibility. The second possibility is it's according to Rabbi Yossi, who says that you have to have three cycles without sighting of damim before we grant you that you are misalekid damim. We don't automatically assume you're misalekid damim. You have to prove to us you're misalekid damim. So maybe it's according to him in the first sightings. Or this is kagon, like what you suggested before, which is she saw already once. During her pregnancy, she saw once already, or during the Leida, or the pregnancy, she saw once. Therefore, on the second one, we don't give her the benefit of the doubt. And we say, wait, she's already seen Damim. She's not classified as Mislekat Damim anymore, and it won't be Dayashata anymore. Now, the Rav Yaakov Mi'Orleans asks, he doesn't understand how it could be that we're saying here that a Zava and a Shomer Jom Keneged Yom are Mitama made late, retroactively. Yet, Rabbi Yehuda just before said that she has to do no checking during the 11 days of Yemei Ziva. Either she has a Chezkat Tara, she doesn't. She's playing on both sides now. If she has a Chezkat Tara, she's not checking, but that means she shouldn't be Tmeah Mi'eit Le'eit, because there's no reason to believe that the Damim were here beforehand. Or if you're going to say that we are Mitamah or Mi'eit Le'eit, then she should be checking all the time for the plausibility that there was something that came beforehand. Why is it that we're suggesting now no checking? Yet, the Braita said she's going to be Mitamah Mi'eit Le'eit. V'yesh lomar, d'yesh leveset ikle memar kim dorach bezmano ba, tzricha bidaka b'shad vesta. V'hanach nami ikle memar de tzricha bidika shlo tishtakach torat bidika mehem. Tosfot says, all these examples of people who require checking, even though they are misuleket damim, yet over here we don't have it. So Tosfot says, all those other cases are shlo tishtakach torat bidika. So the woman shouldn't forget about the process of doing a bidika. So these are women who wouldn't normally see damim, They still have to check during their Zman of the Onah, because these are women who are not going to see Damim for a while, and we want them to be in the practice of doing Bdikot. Over here, you don't need that, because this is a very frequent cycling, and she's going to do checking by her Yemei Nida anyway. So it's a short period of time. She's not going to do Bdikah. She's not going to forget Torah Bdikah, because it's in the world of Bdikot already. So that's what separates between the issue of Bdikah and all these other cases where he thinks it's all, it's a kind of Ad Chachamim, Gzeirah, Lo Tishtach Al Torah Bdikah, and over here, where they just tell it to the level where we don't require Bdikah because they're not going to forget about it. Alright, so now the Gemara moves on to the next attempt, which is, the Girsa that we have in front of us is Rav Huna Bar Chiya. You can see on the side, the Besor HaShat, there's a Gira of Rav Chiya Bar Rav Huna, just the opposite. Amar Shmuel, Lomar, Sheinu Kovat La Vese B'toch Yimei Zivata. It's impossible for her to establish a cycle during those 11 days. Those 11 days are considered to be Teorim, Misuleket Damim, and she has a sighting there we consider to be out of the ordinary, extraordinary, and it will not count towards creating a cycle for her. We're going to see later on, but after today, that Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan both believe you can establish a cycle during the Yemei Ziva, and it's clear here that Shmuel is arguing on them, on Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Tosafot suggests over here. And we do have a principle that Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel, halacha ke Rabbi Yochanan. So that would say whatever Shmuel says here is not halacha, because Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish argue with them. So Amar Rabbi Yosef, Lushmili, Hashmetata. He says, I don't understand, I never heard that. Rabbi Yosef's a Talmud of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is a Talmud of Rav and Shmuel. So I should have known this. If Shmuel said this, Rabbi Yehuda would have known it, and I would have known it. How come I never heard this? You actually told it to us. And you told it to us on this topic. Now remember, from the Gemara Nidarim, Rabbi Yosef fell ill during his life, and he forgot all the Torah he learned. And then, when he became well again, he relearned everything he had learned before, but there were times that he did not remember, or had not relearned what he had said over before. Abaye, one of his Talmidim, many times in Shas, you see this, reminds Rabbi Yosef that you already told us this. Rabbi Yosef, I never heard this. Abaye will say, you're the one who told it to us, we heard it from you. And he's reminding him of the Torah that he had forgotten beforehand, and this is another one of those cases. So, Haita Limudah Liyot Ra Yom Tedvav. She normally had a cycle to see on day 15. Veshinta liyom chof. Now she changes over to see on the 20th. Ze veze asurim l'shamesh. Both of those days become asurim. V'amar tzadan. And you said on this, Allah, Amar Rav Yehuda Meshmol Oshna, Ela tedvav l'tvilata. That's only 15 days after her tvilah. Shein chav bet l'riyeta. Which turns out to be 22 days after her sighting. Because then they turn out to be during Yemei Nida. Aval Tedvav L'Riyata, if it was 15 days after Riyah, Yemei Zivata Koi Lo Kava. Because it turned out during Yemei Ziva, it would not establish a cycle. We need this background anyway for later in the daf, but there are different ways to establish a fixed cycle, what we call a Vesed Kavua. One of the ways to create a Vesed Kavua is a woman who sees on the same date of the month. Every 28th of the month, she sees Damim. And therefore, she establishes a cycle for the 28th of the month. Based on a fixed lunar date, every time that date of the month comes around, that's when she has a sighting. The other possibility of establishing a fixed cycle is what we call dilug. Is duration, or she has a fixed interval. Which means that a fixed amount of days, she cycles. Which is more likely, because if you're on a fixed lunar date, the lunar months change. And some of them are 30, some of them are 29, so that's less likely. Here, the more likely scenario is she has a fixed cycle, where she had a fixed interval, she will have a sighting. It could be 28 days, 28 and a half days, 29 days, 30 days. Different women have different fixed cycles. That's more likely type of cycle to establish. That's number one. Number two is, in order to establish a cycle, you have to have a sighting three times. Three times establishes a cycle, and then that becomes your Vesed Kavua. That day becomes Kavua. In order to undo a Vesed Kavua, you have to see three times not on that Vesed. You have to have three times where you don't see it on that day in order to undo what was already established. So you establish the Chazaka by three, and you also erase the Chazaka by having it three times. There is a Machloket in the Rishonim in terms of intervals, how many times you need to see in order to establish it. Remember, when you have a date of a month, you'll have to see three times to have a chazaka. Most believe that when it comes to intervals, you need to see four times to create three intervals. Exactly. So I have the three intervals. You need four times and four sightings. What we're talking about over here is an interval of 15 days. Now, if you think about an interval of 15 days, that's a very, very short cycle. It's a woman who, 7 days is a nidah, automatically min haTorah. Then she has her 11 days of Yemei Zivah. So that span is 18 days. If we say that she's having a 15-day cycle, that means that she's seeing within her Yemei Zivah. Rav Yosef came and explained in the name of Shmuel, when the bright over here says this woman is having a cycle of 15 days, it doesn't mean 15 days from the last time she had a sighting, which is the normal way that you would express an interval, is you have a sighting and then the interval and then another sighting. Over here, the bright is expressing the interval based on her Yom Tbilah, the day she goes to the mikveh. So she has 7 days of Tumah, and then she goes to the mikveh. Then she has a cycle to see 15 days after going to the mikveh. So in reality, she has a 22-day cycle. Why is he doing that? Because once you do a 22-day cycle, she's outside the Yemei Zivah. Because those are 18 days, now she's outside of it. And that's what he means by this braita, when it says, Yom Tevav, she normally had a 15-day interval, which means really 22 days, V'shidala Yom Chof. And then she changed to see on the 20th. The 20th here really means the 27-day interval. It's 20 days after she went to the mikveh, 27-day yukko. Zev zeh asurin. Now they are both problematic. Number one, she has a fixed cycle for a tetvav, so she has to worry about that. Now she also saw on 20. So it's because she saw on 22, and now she's seeing on 27, she'll have to worry about the original cycle of 22 and the 27-day cycle. Shinta pamayim. If twice she saw on day 20, meaning on day 27 or 27-day interval, zevez asurim, they both remain asur. Again, the fixed interval on the 15th, which is 22 days interval, that one because that was already a chazaka for her. The new one, she has to worry about that day, but she has yet to establish a chazaka on that. And if she saw a third time, then it would change things. If she already saw a third time on the 27-day interval, then she would switch to the new intervals, and the old one would drop away. And that's where Rav Yehuda Omer Shmuel, that Rav Yosef says in their name, that we're having to bring back the days from her tefillah, not the days from the beginning of her nidah. Amar Papa, Amrita L'Shmaita, Kameh Rav Yehuda Midiskitara. I said over this whole memra to Rav Yehuda Midiskitara, Mikva Lo Kava. We agree now that she cannot establish a cycle during her Yemei Zivah. It means during the 11 days of Yemei Zivah, she's going to be in Tahorah. She's considered to be Mislekat Damim, and because of that, she cannot establish a cycle then. Now, Miyuchush Mahu Denechush La. Do we worry about that day? So fine, I agree with you. We can't establish a cycle where she'll have a Vesed Kavua because of those days that she said then. But maybe we should at least be choshesh that it's a Vesed Sheina Kavua. The next time around, we have to worry about an interval that falls out during her Yemei Zivah. But, of course, it will not undermine another cycle. But, will it establish at least for one time that the next time she has a sighting, we should worry about that day. And if she sees on a different day, it'll eliminate it, because it doesn't establish the cycle. So, ishtik, velo amar li, velo midi. He didn't say anything. His salah didn't say anything. Amar abapa nechze anon. Let me try to figure it out on my own. The brayta we just quoted before. Shnori was seeing on day 15, which is really 22-day interval. Vishintali Yom Chav. And then she changed to start seeing on day 20. Now day 20 is really a 27-day interval. Ze Bize Asurim, that's what we read in the brayta before, then she has a problem with both of them. It's 15 days after she went to the mikveh. Which is 22 days after Riyah. And then she changes to day 27, or an interval of 27 days. When she then sees a day 22 again, the 22-day interval, she'll end up inside of her Yemei Zivah. Tani Zev Zeh Asurim, and it says they're both Asurim. So therefore, Alma, from this I can conclude, the Chashinim La, we do worry about that day. And what Rapapa does is very interesting, the Gemara is about to reject it, but what Rapapa says is, if I have a cycle, a 22 interval day cycle, and I have a 27-day interval cycle, until this point in time, this woman has been seeing every 22 days. She has a sighting, 22 days later, she has a sighting. It's been going on for a while, and that's her fixed cycle. All of a sudden, one time, she has a sighting on the 27th day. Now, when I go to count from then, where do I count her cycle? Rapapa claims that We're choshesh now for a 27-day cycle, 27-day interval. When I am choshesh for that 27 days, I stay day 27. 27 days later, I'm also going to be choshesh, she's going to see again. But she also has to worry about the 22-day cycle. And how is that she's choshesh for the 22 cycle? She should have seen on day 22. She didn't see it this time around, but she should have seen it. Now, if she kept her old cycle, 22 days later from the time she should have seen is when she should be choshesh again. So what he's saying, which is very difficult, and again, the Gemara is going to reject this, is that she keeps two independent cycles. She'll have a cycle of 22 days, which she will always worry about. Every 22 days when she should have had it, she'll keep worrying about it. No matter when she's seen it, she's worrying about these 22 days based on the original 22-day cycle. And then she'll establish a new cycle. From this new sighting, she'll have a 27-day cycle that she'll worry about from that. So she'll be running two independent cycles. No matter when she's seen the damim, she's going to be running two different cycles. But Papa says we ignore when she saw the damim. We totally ignore when she saw the damim this time. She's running the old 22-day cycle without any regard to when she saw damim this time. And then she runs a new 27-day cycle based on when she saw damim this time. Kasar Rapapa, Rapapa obviously holds here. Esrim v'tartim, me esrim v'tartim meninan. You can't have the next 22-day cycle from the original time that you should have seen on day 22. Nidal pitcha, but when she's where she's classified a nidan, the new petach, the nidah is from esrim v'sheva meninan. She doesn't become a nidah till day 27. So that means from 22 days afterwards she should have seen is 22 minus 5. 22 minus 5 is 17. That means she's still within the Yemei Ziva of the sighting that was on day 27. So that's how she's seeing you during Yemei Ziva. The answer of the Gemara is going to be, on that, the response of Amalei Rav Huna, Braid Rav Yeshua, the Rav Papa, Mimai, what are you talking about? Dilma Esrim V'tarzi Nami Esrim V'zayin Maninon. When she counts her 23-day interval, it's from the time she saw the Damim. When she saw Damim on day 27, now she worries about two intervals from that day, 22 and 27. She doesn't run the old cycle as if nothing happened. When you see Damim, that restarts the account for your interval. And it starts a 22-day interval and a 27-day interval. They're nothing to do with the old cycle of intervals. If she does that, then obviously 22 days is after her 18 days. And it brings a very interesting example. It says, V'hochanami mistavro. Says that makes a lot of sense. D'ilo tema hochi. If you don't do that, how are you going to explain to me this biological phenomenon? Haitar negolata. Derami yoma v'kavshu yoma. She lays eggs every other day. She has a chicken. Derami yoma v'kavshu yoma. Again, another day. She sees one day. Doesn't see the next day. Then all of a sudden, we have a strange phenomenon and she doesn't lay eggs for 2 days in a row. Normally she's been alternating days laying eggs. Then she has a gap and doesn't see for 2 days in a row. And then she goes back and sees one. When she starts to lay eggs on an alternating basis again, what do you think happens? Does she go back to her old cycle? Which means that if she skipped 2 days, then had an egg, we'd expect her now to have another egg again in a row, 2 eggs in a row, because she's based on the old cycle where she's alternating days if we kept the cycle intact. Or do we expect her now just to go back to her cycle of alternating days, but after she already didn't have? She lays an egg after the 2 days she didn't, now she goes back to alternating days again. Where do we establish the alternating days from? The original cycle? Or after she skipped 2 days and now she's starting again, she keeps going? The answer is obvious. It's prospectively. Prospectively, we expect her to alternate days. That's what we'd expect. And the same thing is true over here. We're going to expect the woman, when she has a sighting on day 27, at the interval of 27, that means that all the new counts start from day 27.
We have to assume that that's where her body is at.
Right. It's a reset, and now you start all counts from the reset button. Reset button says, she saw Damim now. Whatever that means, it's a 22-day, a 27-day, whatever you want to do, you start from the reset. The same thing as the chicken. Chicken starts to lay eggs again, it's a reset. You say it now will alternate days. It's not going to make up for those 2 days it missed all of a sudden. So Amalei Rav Papa, Rav Papa says, wait a minute. Elahad Amar. What about that which Reish Lakish said? Ishakovat lavesa betoch yimei zivata, v'en ishakovat lavesa betoch yimei nidita. A woman can establish a fixed cycle during Yemei Ziva, which is in the 11 days of Yemei Ziva, but not during Yemei Nida, not during the 7 days when she is Tmeya. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees and says, Yishakavala Vesavatoch Yemei Niduta. Even in Yemei Niduta, she can establish a cycle. This is a machloket we saw earlier in the Masechta, back on Yud Aleph. Over there, The Gemara differentiates because we have our Mishnah that says you can't establish during the Yemei Nida because it says you don't have to do a Bdika. A woman is a Nida, doesn't need to do a Bdika. According to Rabbi Yochanan, she should have to do a Bdika because you could establish a cycle. The Gemara there answered, Ha, Mayan Patuach, Hai, Mayan Satum. Depends how the damim comes. Rashi gave us two interpretations there between Mayan Patuach and Mayan Satum. One of them was, does she have a cessation of damim during her Yemei Nida? She sees, stops seeing, and then sees again. That was a Mayan Satum. Mayan Patuach is seeing all the time. That was the second interpretation of Rashi. The first interpretation in Rashi, which he did favor, is that Mayan Patuach and Mayan Satum depends on when the sighting is. Was she already a Nida when she saw the sighting and established the cycle? Or does it precede her becoming a Nida when she establishes the cycle? So that's a different ways that Rashi explained Rabbi Yochanan over there. So now he says, Eichidami, what's the case in which Rabbi Shlokish and Rabbi Yochanan are going to have Yemei Ziva B'Kovat? Lav Kigom T'Chazai. What was the case? She saw Reish Yarcha V'Cham Shabi Yarcha. She saw Rosh Chodesh, and on the fifth of the month. V'Reish Yarcha V'Cham Shabi Yarcha. She saw on the Rosh Chodesh, and again on the fifth of the month. V'Ashta now Chazai B'Cham Shabi Yarcha. And now she only sees on the fifth of the month. Overesh Yarcha lo Chazai, and she does not see on Rosh Chodesh. Vekamar Isha Kovada Veset Betoch Yemei Niduta. So there you see that a woman establishes her. That's how you can establish a cycle during Yemei Niduta. She saw Rosh Chodesh the fifth, Rosh Chodesh the fifth, and then last time she sees the fifth. So that will establish a cycle for day five, even though that's during the time when she is should have been in Nida. She should have seen on Rosh Chodesh, and plus, beforehand, she had seen on Rosh Chodesh, and yet we count the day five, even though it was in the middle of her Nida. She already had seen on Rosh Chodesh, and we're counting day five as being a day of a Kovat Leveset. If that's the case, Ve'alma, Mereish Yarcha and Minyono. And you see from here, when are you counting from? You're counting your cycle from Rosh Chodesh, because we say that it's day five. On the third time that it comes around to her cycle, we said Rosh Chodesh five, Rosh Chodesh five, no Rosh Chodesh, and five. Why is that considered to be Emtsa Niduta? Because she should have seen on Rosh Chodesh.
She didn't have a
third time. Right. Well, number one, she didn't have a third time. And number two is, the first two times, she Vimei Niduta. Why can't that be the explanation of Mei Niduta? She saw Rosh Chodesh, then five. Rosh Chodesh, five. So the third time, she just said on the fifth. Who says that the fifth one has to be called Vimei Niduta? Rashi claims that the Lashon of the way that it's explained there, it says that it has to be the third time it's called Mididuta. And it has to be that way.
Determining one.
Right. The determining one of the third one is Bimei Niduta. So that's the way Rashi explains it. So that means it has to be in this third time it's called Bimei Niduta. So your other question is, what are you talking about? There's no cycle here. So Tosafot asks that question and says that he thinks that she saw it three times. She saw it three times in Rosh Chodesh and the fifth, Rosh Chodesh the fifth, and Rosh Chodesh the fifth. So wait a minute, the Brachta says that we saw it twice and not on the third time. V'nira b'faresh d'mayri kon shrata gimel zimne b'reish yarcha v'hei b'yarcha. V'enachu sh'meina shash maskir t'lata zimne. Oh, what about the fact that the Gemara doesn't mention that at all? It says that, don't worry. The Gemara sometimes when it means three says two and it assumes that you know that it'll be the third time. So now, the time that she's seeing this is on the fourth time. So she saw Rosh Chodesh 5th, Rosh Chodesh 5th, Rosh Chodesh 5th, and then only sees on day 5. So now she's already established a cycle according to Tosafot. You have a fixed cycle, and then she comes back and now sees on day 5th. So that's the way Tosafot explains it. And he says you'll have to explain. Yochanan says that during a Mayan Patuach, you can't establish a cycle. And that'll be a problem now because the third time she saw it when Mayan Patuach. She already seen on Rosh Chodesh. And therefore she was a Mayan Patuach. So he says you have to explain like the other Lishna and Rashi that Mayan Patuach means when she has a flow, non-stop flow. She has a cessation of the flow that's considered to be a Mayan Satum. So if she sees Rosh Chodesh, stops seeing Damim and then sees again on the fifth, that's considered to be a Mayan Satum. So Tosafot goes out of his way to try to establish that it was three times that she established it before we see on the fourth time, and we have a question about the fourth time. Rashi thinks it's on the third time that we're having this question.
When on that occasion there was no sighting on Rosh Chodesh, but what's the result of Yishakovah of the remaining of that? What is this fourth sighting on the fifth establishing?
Tosafot says in the end that you really don't need it to have the sighting on the fifth. The sighting on the fifth is for Rabbi Dosa, said it's Dayashata. The reason she has to be Kovat is just know that it's Kaviyat of a cycle, that it's Dayashata, because once you've established three times, then you don't have this Tumami 8 to 8. But, in Ochanami, even if she hadn't seen on the fifth, it still would have been called, because she saw three times on Rosh Chodesh, Bimei Niduta. So Tosfos says en hachanami to what you're saying over here. In order to establish that it's Bimei Niduta, we only need the sightings on Rosh Chodesh. The sightings on the fifth just are for a different din, which is Dayashata of Rabbi Dosa, and not because of this other din of worrying about the fact that she has Bichosheshet now for that din. But what you see, and what Rapapa is trying to prove from this, is it's called Bimei Niduta based on the original cycle. The original cycle establishes that it's called Bimei Duta, and that's why Tosafot wants it to be a fixed cycle, to be three times that she saw Rosh Chodesh, so the fourth time it's called Bimei Duta, as opposed to Rashi, where on the third time she never saw Rosh Chodesh, yet we're still calling it Bimei Duta. According to Rashi, it's on the third time, she's establishing it on the fifth. According to Tosafot, she established it already on the third time, and on the fourth time we see that that's called Bimei Duta. So we see that the definition of the time is called Bein Duta on the fourth time. On the third time, she already established a cycle during her Yemei Nida for the day five. So, Amar Lei, Lo, Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ro, no, you don't have to explain it this way. Kagon, the Chazai Reish Yarcha, V'Yerish Yarcha, she saw on Rosh Chodesh, then on Rosh Chodesh, then V'Ashrim V'Chamisha V'Yarcha, and the next time she saw on the 25th of the month, V'Reish Yarcha, and then on Rosh Chodesh. The reason she's on the 25th this time is not because she lost her cycle, just that she had extra damim that had to get out this time. She was overflowing. If she was overflowing, she came out on the 25th, and it continues through to Rosh Chodesh. She'll establish her cycle for Rosh Chodesh. When Rabin came, and all those that come from abroad, Amruak Ravuna Breder of Yeshua, they explained this position of Rabbi Yochan like Rabbi Yehuna Breder of Yeshua, and they also explained this whole idea of counting in intervals, that you count prospectively, not from the old interval in terms of counting. All right, we'll stop over here.